Don't go out in the middle of the day and mow your lawn and whippersnip and everything else. Trent Hull, especially. We just had him on the show about 20 minutes ago.
He's my neighbour. He was very shy to be on the air, but he did a great job. He won Best Lawn in Mackay with Sunday.
Yeah, it looks pristine. It looks like one of those things you'd see in the magazines.
I just don't understand what he does. I hope he's not listening to this now, because this could wreck our friendship.
Really? Why?
He mows the lawn first, then he whippersnips. Like, his yard looks...
Yeah. No.
Whoa.
What?
Why do you... Okay, well, we're not going to get him back on the air. Why do you do that then? If you do the same thing as him, why do you mow first, then whippersnip? That doesn't make sense to me.
What are you talking about? I mean, this. I always thought this was the case. You just do the mowing and then you would do the whippersnip afterwards.
You whippersnip first, because then the clippings from the... I mean, don't get me wrong. This is not an issue that I ever have, because I do not mow my lawn ever. Like, ever. There's this house on Juliet Street that's never mowed its lawn in its history of mankind, but I think I'm like that. I would be that person, never mow. But
yeah,
you whippersnip first, then mow, because the clippings from the whippersnipping go on the grass, and you just mow straight over the top, and your catcher picks it up.
Who cares?
Well, you're double handling.
So no, you're not.
If you mow first, then whippersnip, you then have to get the blower out to blow the...
Jeez, you're fancy with a blower.
What do? You just leave it there.
Yeah. I let the rain go and take it away. That's what happens. Does it really matter? I mean, obviously it doesn't matter, but I've always done the mowing first, then the whippersnipping. It's a personal preference of mine.
I have 133353. Let's open up the phone lines on this one.
All right.
Okay, so do you whippersnip first, then mow the lawn, or do you mow the lawn first?
Yeah.
And then whippersnip?
I didn't think this was a thing, actually, to start off with. So I always thought everyone just got out the mower first and then did the whippersnip afterwards.
Well, I've seen Trent do it a few times, and I thought, why are you doing... Like, his grass, like, obviously it's the best in Mackay with Sundays. It's been voted.
Oh, no doubt,
he's won. But just the way he does that, I'm like, why would you...
Well, obviously, he's a professional. He knows exactly what's going on, so just do the mow first.
Call him a professional. He'll latch onto that, and forever and a day now I'll hear that. Dave said I was a professional.
Well, he's just won an award. Of course he is. Quit your job, mate. Get into the lawn mowing business.
All right, 133353. Mow first, whippersnip after, or vice versa?
Caroline Incredible, how are you this morning?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, it'll be better if you side with me. Is it whippersnip first, then mow, or vice versa?
Most definitely whippersnip first.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Same reason you guys said.
Yeah.
Pick up the clippings with the mower afterwards.
Yeah. Because otherwise you have to use the blowing machine to get rid of the grass, or you get the rake out or whatever. You've just made a mess of your clean lawn.
Exactly.
See?
No, I don't get that, honestly.
This is why we're putting it to the listeners this morning, 133353.
Sonia in North Mackay. What do you do? Do you whippersnip first, lawn mow first? What?
Well, hang on. I just want to say welcome back, because the people that were on before you were boring as F.
Can you, what, like, EJ 2000?
Can you email our bosses and tell them that we need a pay rise?
Yeah, gladly. Like, oh, my God.
Okay. Sonia, write down this number, 495353, and her name is Leandre, okay?
She will love to hear from you this morning. Are you whippersnipping first, or are you mowing first?
Okay, well, I don't do either. Terry, God love him, come and does mine for me, and he's got a ride-on mower, so he does a ride-on, then whippersnipping. But if he's pushing the lawnmower, he whippersnips, then mows first.
See, that's what you need, Jay.
Yep.
That you need a ride-on lawnmower for that small backyard that you have.
I still want one of those lawn bowl green things where you sit on it sideways.
I want the automatic one that you can just sit there and watch. The remote control one.
Yes.
Yeah, I want one of those.
Yeah.
I'm taking donations for my birthday next week.
133353 is a phone up this morning.
Oh, Glenn's just dropped off the line straight away.
All right, thank you, Glenn, for the call. Sorry for the waiting a moment. We had lots of calls to get through on this morning. What did he say? Did he say off the air what he was going to do?
No, he didn't. No, he was going to leave it, I guess.
Damn it.
But I'm sure he knows exactly what we're supposed to do.
Where can we try one of those lawn bowls? Mowing things. I want to give it a crack.
Doug at Northern Beaches Bowls Club. Can we make that happen or what?
Oh, Glenn's call us back. 133353 is the phone number. Glenn, you dropped out, brother. Glenn.
Hey.
Hey, you dropped
out. Turn your radio down.
So what do you do first? Do you whippersnip or mow first?
Mate, I whippersnip the street rules.
Yeah.
You got to whippersnip, then you mow, then you use your blower at the end, so none of the seed pods grow in your gutters or in your house.
Glenn, you should never have called us back.
What about lawn grubs? Apparently, I've got lawn grubs. How do you get rid of those?
Lawn grubs?
I'm serious. I have them, apparently. Somebody said I have lawn grubs.
I'm guessing you'd have to go and see some chemical place and help yourself out there.
Grab them and use them as bait.
Get the grass version of Combantrum.